This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A week or so ago, I went over to the Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator. It's LACI for short. It's one of those organizations that gives startups space and resources to get their companies off the ground.
Are you here for a meeting, or do you have a you need to charge?
I don't actually need to charge because I'm not driving an EV because my EV is broken, but that's a whole different thing.
Okay, well, in that case, just do me a favor. Just go around the parking and park it at any space.
Thank you very
available.
Much.
Just
park I did after driving past about 30 electric vehicle charging stations on my way in. Outside LACI's front door, I met Yvette Ellis. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Kai. Nice to see you.
I'm Yvette.
Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah.
She's the co-founder and chief people officer for a company called Charger Help, which got its start here at LACI about 4 years ago.
Well, that's where I met Camille.
Camille, your co-founder.
Correct. Camille C. Terry, the brilliant Camille C. Terry.
She's sick today, by the way, we should say. Otherwise,
yes,
she'd have been here.
Yes, she was bummed.
Yvette was doing workforce development at LACI when they met, and Camille Terry was working for a tech company that made software for charging stations like the ones we're standing in front of.
She was in charge of customer support, and so she would get all the angry calls from all of the drivers.
Reliability at charging stations is a big problem. Trust me, I'm an EV owner. Researchers at UC Berkeley found that more than a quarter of the public charging stations they tested didn't work. Imagine just for a second, if you can, if one out of every four gas pumps you pulled up at was out of service. That's the problem that Camille Terry wants to solve.
She quit her job. And she started Charger Help.
And here we are almost 4 years later, and you guys are a going concern now.
Yeah, we're a thing.
So look, the problem is that business for you guys is probably really good because the charging infrastructure in this country is still a mess.
The charging infrastructure,
right?
Still needs a lot of improvement. I tell people all the time, like, this is the beginning of a new era. The first transition in transportation since maybe the horse and buggy, since we got to a gas car. However, it will take companies like Charger Help for this to work. The operations and maintenance has to be taken care of.
The Biden administration figures that between public and private investment, nearly $24 billion has been committed to public charging infrastructure through 2030, which means you are going to see more and more charging stations in more and more parking lots around town.
Our customer is whoever is in charge of the health of the charging machine. So it could be your network provider. Mm-hmm. It could be your utility.
It's so funny. You say network provider and everybody thinks like telephones and cell phones and all this jazz. But when you say network provider, you mean
the
electrical
software.
Charger network stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And speaking of cell phones, for those who just get lost really fast like me, I had to learn a lot of different analogies to get it, right? If you don't come from this industry. So it's like when you have a cell phone, you have your T-Mobiles, your Sprints, right? Those will be networks, right? And you can pick those. But then you have your hardware, which is like your Apple and your Samsung and, you know, that create the actual phone that you're using, right? There's less of those, right? So you might have more networks than you do hardware providers. So our customer is the network provider, the different software that's out there, the utilities. Sometimes it's more a site host, right? The store owner, that the hospital that has
this place, right? There's a bunch of chargers right out here. In this
we service these as well.
Right.
That is who our customer is. So not necessarily the driver directly.
Got it. Charger Help offers reliability as a service. That's their pitch, where companies pay $40 to $100 a month, depending on the service plan, for access to trained technicians that can come out and fix chargers when they go down. They've got 24 technicians on staff, and they say they've trained about 1,000 of them through their workforce development programs.
We kind of call ourselves the geek squad, right? You know, you buy this computer, it's great for a year, and then something happens. And what do? You take your computer to a geek squad or a store where there's somebody there that can help you with the things that are a bit past what you know.
Okay. All these technicians.
Yes.
Where do they come from?
So at one point, it was just electricians that could do it. But now we know that we would need an additional workforce.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to maintain it, because the issues that were popping up were more software issues,
right?
It wasn't putting electricity in the ground. It wasn't that. It's software. It will break.
Do we have enough of those people?
Not today. But I will tell you, like, this country has up the ante when it comes to like preparing this workforce. It is a national focus at this point.
Which gets me to the infrastructure bill and the IRA and all of that. There's tons of money coming into this sector of this economy.
Absolutely.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. Money is always good, right?
Yeah, but that was sort of a qualified,
No, yes. Of course, we have to be very careful about, you know, we have to, it's a lot of money coming down, right? So you have to be careful to make sure that it's not just a money grab, that the folks that are getting the money actually have the solutions, actually have the plans to really do the work that needs to be done.
So there are people in here who are going to be coming in with all this money because they want to do green tech work and clean the environment and all of that. And then there are people coming in who want to make a buck.
Look, I'm both of those people. Okay, so no knock to the folks that see this as an opportunity because it is a wealth opportunity. Let's not play like any businesses won't be created and wealth won't be generated. It absolutely will. My thing is what you're putting in the market on the table, is it helpful and can it move us forward?
As you try to get the workforce that you need, right?
Yeah.
Are places like Lacey It, do you need the incubators or is it going to be a community college thing? I mean, how are you going to get those people?
All hands on deck. We have worked with community colleges because, look, it's not the same pathway, especially if you bring in the buzzword everybody loves of equity. Equity has to work several different ways because we are all on different playing fields, right? The goal is to give everybody access and the opportunity to be able to compete for some of these jobs, right? So if the Workforce Development Center is a route, okay. If the community college is a route, okay. We know it's privileged to be able to do a 2-year or a 4-year program. That's a privilege in the U.S. Some folks will need a 3-month program, right? That is the goal. But right now, it's enough opportunity for us to use all of our pathways to get people started. For instance, a lot of our initial technicians came from gas and oil, came from closing factories, came from field service jobs like UPS and FedEx because they understand what it is to drive around all day and know the lay of the land. That is a big part of this job.
Are you worried about time to scale? And the reason I ask is we had a big bump last summer-ish in EVs, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, oh, EV. You know, when I bought my EV, I paid a premium because mm-hmm. it was all, let's do EVs. And now the prices are getting softer. And big car makers, I'm sure you saw the news about GM and all the rest of them, are pulling back a little bit. You worried?
I'm not worried. I think when we're talking about something as huge as mass EV adoption and the amount of money that has to move around for this to happen, mm-hmm. we have to be prepared for the ebbs and the flows that come with it.
Yvette, thanks. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The Biden administration, as you might have heard, has set a goal of getting 500,000 EV chargers online before 2030. That is 3 times as many as are out there right now.